Blog Talk Radio.
From the boardroom to the bedroom and every place in between, we discuss issues relevant to women. From Kingdom Business Ministries in Tallahassee, Florida, this is Kingdom Women of Distinction with your host, Pastor Desiree Andrews.
Welcome to Kingdom Women of Distinction. I'm your co-host, Prophetess Nikki, and I'm here with my host, Pastor Dez. How are you, Pastor Dez?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, well, it's been a while since we've been on the air, so, you know, y'all bear with us. We got to get back into the swing of things. You know, we've been real relaxed. We've been having several things going on, so we're getting back into the swing of things, so we want you to just bear with us, and we'll be back. I promise that you won't regret it, you know, that you've missed some shows, and that we're just going to go full force. So, Pastor Dez, what are we going to talk about today?
Let's just talk about the blessings of God and how good God has been, because of the fact that we have been missing on some stuff. We just need to let people know that God is still good, and He is going to perform and do all that He said. We are in a day and a time when people are getting real discouraged about stuff, whatever it may be. There's a lot of things that's coming at them, and people are getting discouraged. They're ready to give up, ready to take down, but we need to know that God is still on the throne. He is still in charge, and he will still perform exactly what He said He would do. So the promises that God has made to us, don't give up on them. And even those in the form of prophecy, because, you know, we have received many, many a prophetic word.
Amen.
And so sometimes we just have to hold on to that prophetic word, even when it feels like it's not going to take place. What you think?
I agree with you, because the reason why I say that is because at one point I was one of those people that was ready to just give up and ready to throw in the towel. But, you know, as you so often remind us, you know, we got to hold on to, you know, the word of God and the promises, you know, that the words that have been spoken over us. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And trust and believe, just because you in ministry, it does not mean that you don't grow weary, you don't get tired, but we have to keep the faith and keep pressing on and know that God is with us. God is going to be able to sustain us and keep us where we need to be. And that's what we should have each and every one of us, you know, everybody for, is to be able to rely on them. You know, when one get discouraged, you know, you always got someone. Keep someone in your circle that's going to help motivate you, help lift you. But by all means, you know, the blessings, I think that when we go through so much that God is just like testing us to see how strong we are, see how much can we withstand, you know, the test of times. And, you know, and our blessing is like right round the corner. So, you know, we don't want to give up. You know, of course, we want to reap everything that God has in store for us, that He said that we could have. So, you know, we just need to hold fast and just keep holding on to His word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is so very true. Because, like I said, people are getting discouraged, and we just need to know that God is going to keep His word. His word tells us that He's not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. And has He not said, and will He not do it? He will make good on what He has said, whatever His promises are, because, again, the word says He gives good gifts. He gives good things to His children. So we know that God is not going to give us anything that's bad for us or anything that's going to cause us to stumble or fall, but He's going to give us those good things, those good promises, good blessings that He has stored up for us. And so we have to let people know, because it's at a time, like I said, where everybody's just, they're being discouraged because things are not happening. The economy is not all that great, and this and that, one thing behind the other. And people are really getting discouraged, and they're, instead of holding on to the one true God, the word that he has given us, then, you know, unfortunately, but the word tells us about this too, about the false prophets that will come up, and so the people are gravitating towards those who give them what they want to hear to make them feel good, and it's not necessarily God's word. But we need to learn to hold on to God's word and trust and believe that in his time, he will bring it to pass. And we have to trust that and know that that's what is that's going to be. So with that, you know, I'm just looking at, I know there's some promises that God has made me that have come to pass. And there's some that are still in the works. So I will start with you. Do you want to share any promises that he has shared, you know, told you, or anything he said, or what some things that you're holding on to, you know, if that's something you want to share? Because I'm telling you, people, we have to encourage one another. And like you said, we, you know, we're here to encourage one another, to let them know, God, don't give up. Don't give up on God, because he didn't give up on you. And I just bless his name and thank him for what he is doing. So I'm going to let you go first.
Well, what can I say? The promises that God has given me. I can think back words that have been spoken to me. Well, I know one of the things that I'm still waiting on and I'm expecting God to do is for a husband. God promised me a husband, and that's what I'm waiting on. You know, sometimes we just have to just stay obedient to God's word and keep being busy doing what he say do. And another thing is saving my family. You know, and I think there's some things that, you know, we kind of overlook. You know, we don't seek God for, and that's something that I really have been seeking God for, was for my whole family to be saved. And I feel like that's a blessing in itself, to see some things, you know, come into fruition. So I'm just yet keeping and waiting, and I'm waiting on the Lord, and I'm just going to keep waiting. Amen.
Amen. And that's a good thing to wait for, because you're not the only one that's holding on, waiting for a husband or waiting for a wife if you're a man. You know, so that's a promise that God has given, and it's something that I say like this. An elder that I was going to, this church I was going to a long time ago, used to always say, if God has given you a promise and it hasn't come to pass yet, it just means you have a future. So thank God, you know, that the promises that he, because the Bible tells us the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. So we know that he is going to do what he said he is going to do. But so many times we give up, we fall down, we falter, we take down, whatever it is, just right before we get to the promise that he said he was going to manifest. But, you know, just like we say in our confession, this is my year of supernatural or miraculous. This is my year of manifestation. I'm believing that the things that God has said for me, maybe not all of them are going to come to pass, but some things are going to begin to unfold and begin to manifest itself and come to pass in this year. And sometimes God has to do that. He has to give us, you know, whatever it is, it may not be in the fullness, but he gives us a little bit so that we can still have hope and still trust and believe that he's going to do it. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't forgotten about me, but he's going to bring to pass exactly what he said would come to pass. Now, I'm going to share a little thing with one of the things that he had promised me, and it actually came from you. It was a word that came from you.
What?
Where he said, he told you, he said, books are a priority. And when I got that word from you, I had already been writing books and having them, you know, on the computer, haven't finished them or anything like that. But when I got that word from you, it kicked something in gear. And it's like, okay, God, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to do this. Now, the book that I thought would come out first didn't come out. But I was able to publish my first book. And I'm believing that God is going to bless it.
Amen.
And I'm believing that he's opening doors. And that's just part of the promise that he made me, part of the blessings that is going to be poured out upon me. Because there's other things concerning, like you, with family, looking for family to be saved, looking for family to come in and really be about the Father's business, looking for some things even in housing and transportation. And, of course, you know, a big one for us, get in a building.
Amen. And I do believe, you know, and I feel wholehearted that those things will come to pass, and we're just waiting, and in the meantime we're being excited about what God is getting ready to do in our lives. So I'm overly excited, you know. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, when you was talking about your book, you know, I was supposed to been writing one, but you know, I done got so lax, like I'm like, okay, when am I going to do it? When am I going to do it? I'm not telling you guys I'm going to do it, but hopefully, so hopefully, you know, I'll be able to sit down and just really put my thoughts down onto paper. So we'll see. We never know what the Lord may have for us by the end of the year or next year. So we're going to keep striving, you know, our best, and just, like I said, keep holding on to God's promises and see what he has in store for us. And in the meantime, we're just keeping our hands busy. Amen.
Amen. And that's one of the things that even the word tells us, to occupy until he come. So with that, is letting us know, don't give up, don't stop working, don't just bury your talent in the sand, according to, you know, the scripture that talks about that. And that can be, you can look at that one more than one way. And of course they were talking about money, but you can also look at it with the things, the gifts that God has given you. Step out on them. Step out on the things that God has given you, because, see, what we fail to realize is the things that God has given us, what he has equipped us to do, those are the things that he is going to use to help us to be successful and in accomplishing what he has given us to do. So I just say this, if you, let's say you have a great voice to sing, but you don't want to sing in front of other people, well, that's equivalent to burying your gift in the sand, burying your talent in the sand, because at that point, God may use that. The right person may hear you sing. You may be able to get a contract, a music contract, song contract, or whatever they call it, a record deal, and all of that stuff. But, and then you'll be able to bless others. But if you are holding back and not using it, then it does you no good, it does God no good for his kingdom, and does the people that are supposed to reach it no good. So that's one of the things. It's like, use what God has given us, because those are the very things, when he tells us, when he gives us these promises, when he makes, you know, give us a word, those are the things what we have. You know, when he went to Elisha, went to the widow woman and said, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? And basically, when she told him, those are the things that God used, those things that she had available in her house. And so that's what God is using, even for us, those things that we have available to us. What is in your hand? What is in your house? What is in you that God is going to use in order to bring forth the promise, the manifestation? And we have to believe his word. That's the big thing right there. We have to believe his word, believe that his word is going to come to pass and will accomplish that which he has sent for it to do. So we can stand on the promises. You can stand and wait for your husband. And in the meantime, maybe some things, you know, he got to clean house or clean up or fix or whatever. Get you ready, get him ready. But don't give up on the promises of God. And don't get discouraged. Too many times, that's what happened. We get so discouraged because, and like another scripture that says, though it tarry, wait for it. We don't want to wait anymore.
That's it.
But you look at Abram and Sarai, before they became Abraham and Sarah, how long did they have to wait for their promised seed, for their promised son, which was Isaac? Yes, we know he had Ishmael, but Ishmael wasn't the promise. How long did Sarah have to wait? And yes, her heart fainted. That's why we have Ishmael. And that's, you know, but if we wait on God, then we won't make, and I'm not necessarily saying that Ishmael was a mistake, but, you know, if you look at the history, and that's why we have the feud and factions now between the Arabs and the Jews, so on and so forth. But if they would have waited on the promises of God, how much more smoother would things have been? And so that's how what we have to look at even in our lives, waiting on the promises of God. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to manipulate it. Don't try to make it come beforehand, but wait on the promises of God, and then we'll save ourselves some heartache and trouble.
Amen. Well, we praise God for that. So what we're going to do, we're just going to wait. Amen. And we're going to be an encouragement to one another. And that's what it's all about in the body of Christ, is supporting. You know, you have to support everyone to help them to stay on the path, you know, stay on the path of righteousness, stay on the path of believing that God can do what he said that he would do, and that his promises will not return void. So we just have to hold on to it. Think about it. You hold on to everything else that is not of God, but it's so easy for us to do that. When I say us, I'm just saying us, you know, but when it comes to the things of God, how quickly do we want to give up?
Yes.
You know, and that's, you know, that's something else that we can talk about too. You know, one of our next topic, you know, are holding on, you know, how easy it is for us to just do what the enemy wants us to do, and without, you know, not giving the enemy no kind of slack, you know, we just do it. You know, and it's just like, it just comes to second nature, that it's just so easy for us to just follow the path. And then when come time, when the Lord said, I need you to move, I need you to do this, you know, I need you to get this blessing, I need you to move. But then we give every excuse known to man. You know, I always said, I got convicted myself, I was like, you know what, you got more excuses than a man going to jail. We think of everything, every reason why we can't do what God has called us to do, because, you know, fear, you know, what other people are saying, and then, like you said, discouragement. So I'm just here to encourage you, you know, today that, hey, listen, we got to be about our Father's business, and we just got to keep going. You know, you got to be just like that Energizer button. You just got to keep going and going and going. Look, until the Lord start draining your battery. But when the Lord start draining your battery, that means, guess what? It's time for you to be emptied. It's time for you to be emptied out. That's because you've done everything that he has called you to do, and he has given you all the promises that he said that you could have. So, you know, until then, I just say keep going like the Energizer Bunny. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you use Energizer Bunny, I use Dory, and my thing with Dory is just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
So,
we'll be like Dory. It doesn't matter. Keep focused. Keep our eyes on the prize and trust and believe that God is going to do it, because he will. Again, the word says he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, trust and believe that it will come to pass. So we just have to stay on the path, trust God, and hold on and believe that it will come to pass. Well, we just thank you for joining us for our comeback segment for Kingdom Women of Distinction. We're going to get it together, and we're going to be coming back to you every Friday and just being about the Father's business, doing what he has given and told us to do, because we're not going to give up on the promises of God. But listen, if this message, if this program has touched you in any way and you would like to support us, if you would like to send us a love offering or a donation, you can do that by one of two ways. You can send it to Kingdom Women of Distinction, Post Office Box 10141, Tallahassee, Florida 32302. That is, again, send it to Kingdom Women of Distinction, Post Office Box 10141, Tallahassee, Florida 32302. Or you can go to our website, which is Kingdom Business Ministries, and that you can find it at www.4kbm.org. That's www.4kbm.org. And look up under the ministries for Kingdom Women of Distinction. We're just so very thankful to God for what He is doing and how He has blessed us. We hope that you enjoyed this, and we'll be back again. Listen, also, if you would like to get a copy of my book is C4H2L, Formula for a Successful Marriage. You can do so by going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, or you can, again, go to our website, www.4kbm.org. And again, we just thank you for joining us here for Kingdom Women of Distinction. So until next time, be blessed.
From Kingdom Business Ministry in Tallahassee, Florida, this has been Kingdom Women of Distinction with your host, Pastor Desiree Andrews. Join us next time as we discuss issues relevant to women from the boardroom to the bedroom and every place in between. Kingdom Women of Distinction, copyright 2013, Kingdom Business Ministries.